Well, here in Spain this week, it's our turn to chat with Chris McCann from Blevins Franks. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm very well, thanks, Howard. And yourself?
I am very well indeed. Always a pleasure to catch up with you after a month or so has passed.
Yeah.
And we're going to look today at tax considerations when buying a property in Spain. So when you buy a property anywhere in the world, there's various costs over and above the asking price. So today, Chris and I are going to look at various tax considerations you need to take into account when buying property in Spain, or even when buying a UK property as a Spanish resident. So a lot to cover, Chris. So let's start at the beginning. What taxes do you pay when you purchase a Spanish property? And does Spain charge an annual council tax or similar?
Okay, well, Spain imposes three principal taxes on property purchases for private buyers, depending on whether the property has already been registered or not. Two of the taxes apply to new build property only. VAT, or IVA in Spanish, is applied at a rate of 10% for residential property, and AJB is a type of stamp duty, which applies at rates between 0.5% and 1.5%, depending on region and circumstance. The third tax is IPT, which is a property tax levied on resale properties where the property has already been registered, and rates vary per region and generally range between 6% and 11%. All these taxes are paid by the buyer and are generally not included in the purchase price. So you always need to be aware of how much tax you'll pay on top of the asking price. On an ongoing basis, residential property is liable to the Spanish equivalent of council tax, known as Impuesto sobre Bienes Inmuebles, or IBI, which is paid to the local town hall. The amount of the tax to be paid generally depends on several factors, such as the build size of the property, the classification of the land the property is built on, the size of the plot, and the proximity to services and infrastructure. Based on all these factors, the local town hall or ayuntamiento will assign a valor catastral, or taxable value, to each property in its area. As a guideline, the valor catastral will normally be about 60 to 70% of the actual value of the property. The IBI is then calculated based on a coefficient multiplied by the valor catastral. The coefficient applied varies between 0.4% and 1.3% for urban properties.
Well, most people will buy their Spanish property for their own use. But what if you rent it out? What sort of income tax do you pay on rental income in Spain? And does this differ if you're not a resident of Spain?
Well, if somebody buys a Spanish property and rents it out, they are going to be liable to pay income tax in Spain on the rental income. Residents of Spain will pay tax at general scale rates of income tax. And it's worth noting that for Spanish residents, long-term lets currently attract a 60% deduction against the net rental income, which is quite attractive. For non-residents, the rate of tax depends on where you live. If you live in the European Union or European Economic Area, you'll pay tax at a flat rate of 19% on the net income after the deduction of some expenses. For those that don't live in the European Union or European Economic Area, now including the UK, obviously, you will pay a flat rate of tax of 24% on the gross rental income, and you can't deduct any expenses.
And what is the national rental income tax? Is that something that gets charged here?
Yeah, if you own a Spanish holiday home or property which is not used as your main home, tax is also payable on what's called notional rental income for the period it is not rented out. In other words, even if it's not rented out, the Spanish authorities assume that it is being rented out. This is generally based on 1.1% of the valor cadastral, or taxable value, which is then taxed at the income tax rates if you are resident in Spain, 19% if you're resident in the EU or EEA, and 24% if you're resident elsewhere.
Another annual tax applied to most of Spain is the infamous wealth tax. Should people take this into consideration when buying a property? And what about the new solidarity tax?
Well, as I've mentioned many times on the programme, wealth tax is payable by residents and non-residents based on assets held at the 31st of December each year. Wealth rates vary across different autonomous regions in Spain. Current state rates range from 0.2% to 3.5% per annum. Everybody benefits from a personal allowance, and in most cases, this amounts to €700,000. In addition, residents of Spain receive an additional €300,000, which they can use in relation to their main home. These are individual allowances, so a Spanish resident couple could potentially have a combined allowance of €2 million. As wealth tax rates, allowances, and even some rules can vary significantly across regions, I strongly suggest that you confirm how it currently applies in your own region. For example, if you're lucky enough to live in Andalusia, over recent years, the Andalusian government have been reducing the tax burden on its taxpayers to attract more wealthy people to live in the region. And on the 20th of September 2022, it announced that it has effectively abolished wealth tax for its residents. Hot on the heels of Andalusia announcing that it was effectively abolishing wealth tax, the Spanish national government introduced a new state solidarity tax on large fortunes. So it effectively another form of wealth tax for the next 2 years. The purpose of the tax is to collect more revenue to help the government tackle the energy and inflationary crisis. I'm not going to go into too much detail, but the tax should apply, as I've mentioned, for 2 years only, for 2022 and 2023. Progressive tax rates will range from 1.7% to 3.5% for wealth over €3 million. As Spanish residents can continue to avail themselves of the general €700,000 allowance plus the €300,000 deduction against the main home, the tax will only affect individuals who have wealth over €4 million each.
How important is it to take estate planning and inheritance taxes into account when buying a new property?
Well, I think estate planning is just as important an aspect of your overall financial plan as investment, pension and tax planning, and forms effectively the fourth leg of the financial planning stool. How you structure your assets and how you arrange for your assets to pass to your chosen beneficiaries on your death can make a significant difference to how much tax your beneficiaries will pay and how simple their job will be in relation to the administration of your estate on your death. Spanish succession tax rules and laws are very different to UK inheritance tax rules and can also vary significantly across Spanish regions. This being the case, it's important to firstly understand how they might apply to you and your family, and also how you might plan to protect yourselves and your family from them to ensure that they receive the maximum benefit from your estate.
And let's say a Spanish resident is thinking of buying a property in the UK, either as an investment or for personal use. What tax implications should they consider first?
Well, if a Spanish resident purchases a UK property, they will be subject to all the Spanish taxes that I've already mentioned. In addition, If they were to let the UK property, they would be required to submit a UK tax return and pay tax on any rental income in the UK as what's called non-exempt income. Whilst the UK-Spain double tax treaty should ensure that they don't pay tax twice, the administration of such an arrangement will increase your ongoing costs and hassle. It's worth noting that as a UK-based asset, the property would also be liable to UK inheritance tax, regardless of your domicile.
So how does taxation on property compare to taxation on capital investments, like shares and bonds, both in terms of tax rates and the tax planning opportunities? What's your advice to people weighing up whether to invest in property or in capital investments?
Well, Howard, I'm afraid that there's no simple answer to your question. Spanish tax is complex, especially if you also must consider the tax regime in your home country and how the two interact. Everybody's situation is different, and the rules change over the years, so taking specialist advice to establish what you could do to minimise your tax liabilities is essential. However, it is the case that legal and legitimate structures do exist, which when compared to an investment in property, provide significantly better protection from taxes in general. I think it's also important to stress that such structures can be used to hold assets that have typically provided superior returns when compared to investments in property. Whilst I can understand that many listeners might want to retain property as an investment, whether it be in Spain, the UK, or elsewhere, the current and likely increasing tax liabilities associated with such investments mean that looking at alternatives is advisable. My advice to any listeners that have capital to invest is to firstly invest an hour or two of their time meeting with a local Blevins Franks partner to learn about what is possible and to discuss their alternatives. There's no cost for an initial chat, and it might result in significant benefits for years to come.
And the website is a good place to get all the information about your local partners and to make contact and perhaps leave a message or two.
Yeah, it's a good first point of contact. Listeners can visit our website, blevinsfranks.com. They can access a lot of information on the website. And if they so wish, they could fill in a contact form. If they do, somebody from Blevins Franks will be in touch to arrange the most suitable next step.
Well, I guess our next step will be more or less in a month's time. I look forward to it, Chris.
It will indeed, Howard. The time will fly by.
It does always. Many thanks.
It's a pleasure. Bye for now.